We are following events in Venezuela today. Opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for a military uprising to end the rule of President Nicolas Maduro.
Hoy, valientes soldados, valientes patriotas.
Guaido appeared in a video today, apparently recorded at an airbase alongside his mentor, Leopoldo López. López is a hugely influential figure who had been under house arrest in Venezuela for years, but now says he's been released by the military under Guaido's orders. NPR international correspondent Philip Reeves is following the situation from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Phil, we've been seeing television images of what appear to be clashes of tear gas, of military tanks coming pretty close to people in the streets. What do we know about what's going on right now in Venezuela?
Well, the picture is very fractured. Communications are not good, but it is clear that it's volatile, very volatile, and that on the streets of the capital, Caracas, it's very tense. That airbase you mentioned is within the city of Caracas, and I'm seeing reports that there's been some gunfire there, apparently skirmishes between Guaido's supporters who've gathered there and pro-Maduro security forces. I'm hearing that the security forces have also been sealing off streets. And as you mentioned, a number of demonstrators against the Maduro government have been out on the streets brandishing flags. And there's been tear gas, tear gas, which will have been thrown by the security forces at those demonstrators in some areas.
And tell us more about who Leopoldo López is and why his apparent release by the military under Guaido's orders is so significant.
Well, he is, as you mentioned, a major opposition figure. He's been one of the most influential and prominent opposition leaders in Venezuela for years. He's one of the founders of Popular Will, Guaido's party. And as you mentioned, most importantly, he's Guaido's political mentor, a key player in the drama that we're now witnessing. He has a long political history. He was a two-term mayor in a district of Caracas and an opponent of the late Hugo Chavez, the father of the Bolivarian Revolution that's propelled Maduro into power. After Maduro took over, he was arrested in 2014, jailed for nearly 14 years on allegations that included conspiracy. And that was turned in 2017 into house arrest, where he's been under the watchful eye of the Venezuelan intelligence services until now.
Mm-hmm. And the president, Nicolas Maduro, says the military remains behind him. Does Guaido actually have enough military support to oust Maduro?
Well, it's hard to know how much military support Guaido at this point in time has. If López has been released at the orders of the military or intelligence services, that's quite a big deal because it suggests that some senior officers have abandoned Maduro. And that's important because it is understood in Venezuela that if the high command of the military abandoned Maduro, then it's game over for Maduro. He would fall. So, this is potentially a significant moment, but it's hard to know how extensive that movement towards Guaido, supporting Guaido, is. Maduro himself says that he said in a tweet this morning that he's spoken to his military commanders around the country and they're all expressing total loyalty. And of course, that's impossible also for us to verify at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, here in the U.S., tweeted today that the U.S. government fully supports the Venezuelan people in their quest for freedom and democracy. Vice President Mike Pence tweeted that America will stand with the freedom-loving people of Venezuela. The U.S., though, is being somewhat careful to make clear that it's not directly behind what's going on today, but it supports what's going on today.
Let's be in no doubt that the U.S. has played a very central role in the events that have been underway in Venezuela since January. I think the key component of U.S. pressure in terms of impact is the sanctions on oil that were imposed at the end of January, which made it impossible for Maduro and his government to sell crude to the U.S., and he lost a big part of his hard currency income, and that forces him to scrounge around for other sources of revenue at a time when his economy was already broken, mm-hmm. and now it really is being squeezed by that. The support of the U.S. is popular amongst Guaido's people, amongst his supporters, who are numerous. And it has even led some of them to hope that there will perhaps one day be a U.S.-led military intervention if this current push fails. But countering that, the role played by the U.S. does harden support in the hardcore around Maduro and the significantly larger number of people who still express support for Hugo Chavez, who see what's going on now as just another installment in a dark history of U.S. intervention in Latin America.
That is NPR international correspondent Philip Reeves, who's been reporting in Venezuela for some time, joining us today as we watch the events unfold in Venezuela from his base there in Rio de Janeiro. Phil, thanks so much.
You're welcome.